Now, here is one of the strangest statements in the Bible, and it's quite wonderful. Verse 7, "Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel?" God wanted to let them know how much he loved them, and he said, "I love you like I love the Ethiopians." And I ran a series of messages years ago when Mussolini moved in to Ethiopia. You remember, took over the country for a while. And at that time I said it couldn't be permanent. And I made a study of the prophecies that concern Ethiopia. It's quite interesting, and I can't go into that, but it's amazing the place that Ethiopia has in the program of God for the future, a nation that I guess most of us think very unimportant. But God says they're very important to him, by the way. And now he says, "Have not I brought up Israel out of the land of Egypt, and the Philistines from Kaphtor, and the Syrians from Kir? Behold, the eyes of the Lord God are upon the sinful kingdom," that's Israel, "and I will destroy it from off the face of the earth," that is, as a nation, "except," listen to this, "that I will not utterly destroy the house of Jacob, saith the Lord." Now, God says, the nation is through, but not the people. God says, "I will not destroy them." Verse 9, "For lo, I will command, and I will sift the house of Israel among all nations." Now, you want to know where the lost tribe is? Get your telephone book. Look up the names. Cohen, Goldberg. I have received a letter here from a Jewish Christian friend of mine back in Chicago named Goldberg. And he's a wonderful Christian. May I say, you want to know where the 10 tribes are today? They are scattered throughout the world, and they're not lost as far as God is concerned. Will you notice? "I will scatter them, sift the house of Israel among all nations, as grain is sifted in a sieve, yet shall not the least kernel fall upon the earth." God says, "I won't lose a one of them. All the sinners of my people shall die by the sword." Now, how about the sinners? Well, they're going to die. He will judge the individuals that won't turn to him. You have the same analogy in the church today. Not all church members are saved. I hope you agree to that. If you'd been pastor as long as I have, you'd know that not all church members are saved. But they're church members. Paul says not all Israel is Israel. Not all the individuals are. Now, "All the sinners of my people shall die by the sword, who say the evil shall not overtake nor meet us."